This podcast is brought to you by Speed Space. Friday, September 4th, 2009, from Krima Media in Johannesburg, I'm Rosalia Matlow, making headlines today. Australian resource companies have been encouraged to continue investment in South Africa's mining sector, but Mineral Resources Minister Suzanne Shabangu said that profit from mining in the country could not continue at the expense of safety. She said that South Africa was introducing tougher obligations on the sector to cut the unacceptably high death rate in the country's mining sector. The mine death toll for 2009 is approaching 120, with an average of more than 14 mining workers dying each month during the first 8 months of the year. Speaking to journalists on the sidelines of the African Down Under conference in Perth, Shabangu said that her department was looking to amend the Mine Health and Safety Act and said it would improve on its inspectorate. South Africa will complete an audit of the state's mining interests held directly or indirectly by the first quarter of 2010. Mineral Resources Minister Suzanne Shabangu added that government will look at creating a state mining company, focusing on commodities such as coal and uranium. Speaking on the sidelines of the Africa Down Under conference in Australia, she said that her department was given a mandate by the cabinet to audit its mining assets. Last month, cabinet placed a moratorium on the disposal of mining assets to provide the Mineral Resources Department time to finalize the audit, which will enable the state to decide whether to consolidate, retain, or dispose of its interest in mining. Also making headlines, Australia launches Africa Resources Cooperative Initiative. Impala Platinum eyes strong resurgence in Chinese platinum jewelry. Gold, silver mining stocks up as metal prices soar. And miners at Chile's Spence mine to start wage talks. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on this and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.